Man.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's good to be back in your presence once again through the radio station. I bring greetings, as I always do, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one that sets high and the one that looks low. It is a blessing that we are still in the land of the living, because God is still on the throne and God is still in charge of us. Time and time again, God is still in charge. We are not of our own, because God had formed us and molded us and made us from the dust of the ground back down through the years, and we became human beings. So we are not made ourselves, but we are made through the handwork of God. And I'm so glad right now that God still allows me to be able to be clothed in my right mind and allows me to be able to continue on preaching and teaching his word. You see, the devil don't want us to continue on doing what God would have for us to do, because the devil wants to compete with God and wants to steal God's servants from him. But the devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. He cannot compete with God, because God has the whole world in the palm of his hand. God made the devil, made Satan, because he was one of God's chosen angels up into heaven, and God cast him from the heavens above down here so he could go and walk to and fro down here. It wasn't not enough space up there for him and God too. So God got rid of him and cast him down here. Don't you know, my sisters and my brothers, God has already beat Satan. So we don't have to worry at all. All we got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hands. Everything gonna be all right. Now I come to do what I generally do every time I come, because I can't preach unless I give God the honor that's due to him. God, I give him that honor because God is so good to me. God has brought me from a mighty long way. God allowed me to be able to lie down last night and go to sleep, and he looked out for me because he watched over me. He dispatched his angels around me and kept me in perfect peace with him. And God done it for me, and God have done it for you. And we owe God so much honor. Honor him like you should. I give him the honor because he woke me up this morning. Started me on another day, put access to my limbs. He put food on my table. He put clothes on my back. He put everything that I needed. He gave me a roof over my head, gave me transportation to ride around in, and God is still good to me. Now I give him the honor right now. I honor him. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't honor him enough, but I honor him because he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy of my honor right now. And I give it to him. And I honor Apostle for continuing on allowing this radio station to be broadcast time and time again. And I appreciate her. I appreciate her for even getting in touch with me and asking me to appear and work on this radio station, and tell the world about God, our Father. Tell the world about Jesus. And I appreciate those that come on day after day and week after week. And I want to thank them because they are lifting up the name of Jesus. Jesus says, if I be lifted up from this earth, I will draw all men unto me. God got the drawing power. When we lift him up in prayer, when we lift him up in praises, when we lift him up in worship, when we lift him up in believing, God got the drawing power. We draw us closer to his bleeding side. And I'm so glad that Apostle has reached out to so many people on Radio Land to keep this program going with the God's Holy Ghost power that's instilled in her to help her wreck the wrecks of him that sent her while it's day. So she is wrecking now in the daytime. She's not waiting until the night comes that she can't wreck no longer. My sisters and brothers, you better get in a hurry. You better get on the ball for God, because time is coming when the night's going to catch you with your wreck undone. Jesus going to come like a thief in the night. I know what I'm talking about, because Jesus says, I'm coming like a thief in the night, and I'm coming back looking for my church without a spot or rancor. Jesus looking for the church without a spot or rancor. You better go to your honor board, my sisters and brothers, and begin to press your situation. Press and mold your situation on out those things that is not like Jesus. I stopped to tell you, we got to do some pressing every now and then. I just want to thank my wife for appearing with me and helping me on this station, because, you know, she is faithful, but she's been tired for the last couple of days, and she haven't been on here, but her heart is with us. Her mind is with us. But when you got to work at night, and sometimes your body begins to shut down, and you need that rest. And I'm so glad that God has allowed her to understand that when she is too tired to do anything but rest, I'm glad for her. I thank her. I thank her for just being who she is, because if it had not been for God on outside, we don't know where we would be. We don't know what we would do, because God is able to do all things and all things well. God is able to open up the doors in the heaven above, pull down blessings. God is able to fill our hearts with joy. God is able to show us that love that passes all understanding. God is able to give us the things that we need to make it down here. I thank you for Radio Land. I thank you for coming and listening to God speak. I'm just a servant. I'm not a God above. I'm just a mouthpiece. God speaks to my heart, speaks to my mind, and to say what I have to say to you all, so that you will be fed with the food, the spiritual food that God has for you. What God has for you is for you. Let us pray. Most holy God, my heavenly Father, my God who rules heaven and rules earth, it is again, my Father God, I come calling on you. No other name I can call on but the name of Jesus. And under the name of Jesus, I know that every knee going to bow. And I know that every tongue going to confess. Knowing that he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. I come now asking you, Lord, to go with us and stand by us in every way. fulfill what we need to be fulfilled in us right now. Forgive us of our sins and blot out our transgressions. Hold us in the palm of your hand. Give us a new walk and give us a new talk and give us a new state of mind, Lord. If there is something going on within us, Lord, I pray right now that you remove it in the name of Jesus and cast it in the sea of forgiveness where it will never rise again on this side of eternity. I ask you, Lord, that you would come and fill us right now. Fill us with your spirit so that we can live a godly life, so that we can live a good life. Right now, Lord, I pray that you continue blessing this radio station through Apostle Mercer. Keep on using her. And Lord, and keep on using those that's on this station. Continue on looking out for Archbishop as she travels the dangerous highway and the byway. Continue on, my Lord, dispatching your angels around her. Continue on, my Lord, where she feels weak along this journey. Give us strength to provide. Give us strength to be able to maneuver on a little while longer. Lord, I thank you for her, because if it had not been for her starting this station, this radio station, we wouldn't be on it right now. I thank you for her, and I thank the apostle again, and I thank all of you that's on this station day after day and week after week. It is a job to be done, Lord, and I thank you for allowing us to do the job that needs to be done. Lord, I thank you because if it had not been for you, I don't know what I would do. Lord, I thank you for even waking me up this morning. Lord, I thank you for even giving me the access to my limbs. Lord, I thank you for the clothes that you put on my back. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have a sound mind. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have the word in God in me. I thank you, Lord, for leading me. I thank you, Lord, for guiding me. I thank you, Lord, for feeding me, not just physically, but you feed me spiritually. And Lord, and I want to just pause to thank you. I can't thank you enough, huh? Because if I had a 10,000 tongues, I still couldn't thank you enough. But I want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, for the roof over my head. I want to thank you, Lord, for my prosperity. Lord, I thank you for everything you already have done. And I thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, you're not finished with me yet. And I thank you for that, Lord. I don't know how long, Lord, I'll be here. But, Lord, you know. You know, Lord, you know. You're going to keep me to do your will as long as you will. Lord, when your will is done, instill it, Lord, in me. Thank you for my preaching times. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for me working in the vineyard. Thank you, Lord. I thank you right now. And Lord, and then I can't do no more. I thank you, Lord, because you already prepared a place for me. And in that place that you prepared for me, you said there is many mansions up there, and where I am, you shall be also. I thank you, Lord, for that place. I want to go to that place one day. I'm going to lay down my burdens down by your river's side. I'm gonna beat my plows into proud shares. I'm gonna study war no more. Down in that place where you'd already gone, and where every day gonna be Sunday, and Sabbath will have no end. In that great get up morning, I'm gonna put on my long white robe. I'm gonna walk all over your kingdom. When I get there, every day gonna be hattie, and never goodbye. I thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I pray now for those that's sick. Somebody's sick in the spirit right now. Don't know the pardon for their sins. But I stop the Lord to tell you this right now. If you will have mercy on them, let them open up their heart so that you can walk on in. Let them be able to be cleansed. Take away the thing that's not like you. Lord, somebody is sick in the hospital right now. The doctor says the cancer do no more harm. But Lord, we are thank you because you got the final say. When the doctor says this, I've done all I can do. You says, I am Dr. Jesus. I can do more. Lord, I ask you right now, it's the hem of your garment. Just let them touch that, and they will be made whole. Walk with them. Talk with them. Guide them. Now, Lord, I invite you, Lord, right now through this prayer that you would hide me right now behind this secret desk and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer and forevermore. Lord, I ask you right now that you pull down me into your stronghold and let me speak, Lord, speak what you have for me to speak to these dear your people. And Lord, and after a while and all by and by, when this march of life is over town here, let me be able to hear your word when you speak to me. I made you ruler over a few things down there, but now my son, come on up in glory. I'll make you ruler over better. In the name of Jesus, I could continue on. Thank you, Lord, but I got to stop now. Lord, I can't stop thinking about you. I can't stop praising you, but I got to stop now. I got to move on a little further. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for who you are. You're God all by yourself. I just want to thank you. And Lord, it did whatever I said it needed. I ask you. Bless me in the name of Jesus, and for your sake I ask it all. Amen. 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 I'm going to be coming today from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and the 27th verse. The 12th chapter and the 27th verse. And it reads as the following. It says, now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And can I read that from NIV Bible? It says, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. I'm going to use for my tailor today, the church, the body of Christ. The church, the body of Christ. Well, could I I go? Oh, where could I go? Deep and a refuge for my soul. Need and a friend to save me at the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? A seek and a refuge for my soul. Need and a friend to save me at the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them, everyone, and get along with sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? A seat and a refuge for my soul. Oh, need and a friend to save me at the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? 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 There's no other place that I can go but to the Lord to be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth. My title once again is taken from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 27th verse. And I'm going to be using the title, as I said before, the church, the body of Christ. And my text says, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Centuries ago, I'm going to take my time. Centuries ago, the psalmist said, I will praise thee, for I am fearful and wonderful made. The human body is a marvelous example of the universe in diversity. Dozens of the organs that's in the body of Christ perform different functions. Yet they form different functions, but they work in the same and such harmony that we must make a deliberate effort to think of the human body in any way except a unity. A unity, the church is supposed to be a unity. A unity is where that when one is hurting, the rest will hurt along with that, because we are made up of a unity, and a unity is one. Here you find that in the church at Corinth, some had gifts that others did not have. As a result, they thought of themselves more high and highly than they should have. That sounds kind of familiar sometimes. Sometimes that's what's going on in some of our churches in the universe today. Some think more highly of themselves and more highly of another one of the members than they do the rest of those that mix up the church. The church don't make itself by itself. The church made up of baptized believers in Christ Jesus. Come to tell you today, need to get the house in order that you dwell in, because when your house is not right, you will not dwell in the house of the Lord, because the Lord says, I will not dwell in an unclean place. I come to preach today. I don't know who is out there in radio land that need me to preach to them, but it's not me, it's God speaking to me. We are so tired of seeing people that Christians is knocking down one another, still picking them up. I'm so tired, and God is not pleased with it. We supposed to be a church that's in unity, and we fighting against one another, backbiting one another, getting angry with one another, not want to speak to one another. And those things is not like God. God says that you should love one another, still hate one another. He says your enemy, you should love your enemy, and you should do those that spitefully use you, do good for those that spitefully use you. Come to preach. Come to tell a story like it is. We set back on the word of God, and we sugarcoat it, and it don't get crossed like it should. And I'm tired, my sisters and brothers, sitting behind this secret desk and setting back on the word of God and sugarcoating it to please my sisters and my brothers. But I come right now like a two-edged sword. I come to let that sword cut deep down into the bones of those that this falls on. Tired of seeing how people being the way they are. See, this provokes even less guilt and the less guilty to be jealous. Jealousy inside of the church from one another. But God says, I got work for all of y'all to do. Not time for to be jealous. I got a place in the church for you. You don't have to worry, because what I got for you, it is for you. Nobody can take it away, but you can give it away by the way you act and the way you treat one another. You can give it away that way, but I'm not going to take it away on my own, but you can give it away not serving me in the way that I should be served. Paul was saying here to the church in Corinth, you do not realize your relationship to one another. And you don't realize your relationship to Christ. You are joined to one another. And depend on one another, just as the members of the body are joined to one another and depend on one another. Don't you know your hand depends on your wrist, and your wrist depends on your arm, and your elbow depends on your shoulder. All of those depend on one another. That's the same way that it should be in God's church. I said in God's church, God said, upon this rock I build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is not my church. This is God's church. Because God is the head. I'm just a under shepherd. Just working in the vineyard to raise and bring the sent for one back to where they belong in God. Nothing I have belongs to me. Everything I have belongs to God. They are drawn one to another. Now Paul is saying that you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. It's not made up of one part. You see, a car. Can I make this plain so that even a young child could even understand it if they know the word of God, if they know God, and they live in a Christian house, that they can understand it. You see, if you got a car, you go to the dealer and you buy a car right now. You don't buy the car. You don't just buy the motor. You don't buy the car. It's not just made up of the motor. It's not just made up of the transmission. It's made up of the whole body. It's made up of the tires. It's made up of the steering wheel. It's made up of the metal body. It's made up of the radiator. Can I wreck here? It's made up of the headlights. It's made up of all of those things. If it wasn't made up of them, so all of those things that was working together for one purpose, to get us from A to B, get us so we can see in the dark. And if those parts was not working together one with another, the car wouldn't be no good to us. That's the same way that God has made us in the church. One part have to wreck with the other part. And when one part falls, the other part is in sadness. I need to help pick that one up that had fallen by the wayside. I'm so tired. I'm tired now. I've been out here on the battlefield for the Lord a long time. I've been preaching God's word 40-some years have passed, but God has still stood by my side. But I'm tired of seeing our people going through what they're going through. I'm tired. That's why so much sickness is all around us, because we are not living nothing at all. We are not living what God would have for us to live. And that's why we're so down and out, because God is not in the equation. We, each member, I'm moving on. I might not get through with all of this, but I'm moving on. Each member of the church is different from every other member. The church has a unity of a living organism. No two parts are alike. So that says no two people are alike. And each part discharges a different function from the good of the whole. Some a practical occasion follows. There you're going to find each member of Christ's church. Paul called it Christ's church. Has some place of service cut out for him or her. Sometimes we wonder about the function but all in all, there are no useless members or organs of the body. They each have a function to perform. And unless they do it, the whole body suffers. Likewise, no two members of a church have equal ability. But every member has a function to perform for the privilege and the duty to discover to be filled in it. Each member of Christ's church must perform his or her own function in the church. As far all here is seen, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weak are indispensable. Every pastor has members of his church that said to him, all I can do is just go to church and sit there. The majority of those who said it could do more if they would. if every member of every church would only fill his or her place of service, what a difference it would make in the church. How much prosperity, how much growth the church would have. No place service is so low as to be despised or looked down on. No place so high that it justifies concept on the part of the one filling it. Some numbers here now, listen, at Corinth were discouraged. Their attitude was, we don't amount to much in the church. But Paul here sends up a message and says to this, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, do not belong to the body, even not for the reason not being part of the body. Some at Corinth had too high an estimate of their worth. To them, Paul said, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. To the Romans, Paul was even more specific. Do not think of yourself more highly than you are, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each one of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, these members do not have the same function. So in Christ, we now, I'm almost finished, through many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have gifts, and our gifts is different according to the grace that's given to each one of us. Each member of the church is to be devoted to the best interest of every other member. Someone has said, in brutal creation, it is the stomach that rules the world. But that selfness and selfness, they said selfness rules. The law of the jungle is every man for himself and the devil thinks the most. But in Christ's church, the ultimate aim is well-being of one fellow member and therefore of the whole church. Since the church is a living organism, each member is to be devoted to the highest good of every other member. Paul here told the Corinthians that there should be no division in the body, but its parts should have equal concern for each other. He gave here, in these scriptures, he gave two reasons. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. When one member is a victim of half-truth and untruth, when any member is the prey of cheap gossip, the church is a loser. When one member falls into sin, all suffer. Sinning on that part of one member of the church is like putting poison in the public reservoir. Soon or later, and very soon, all the members of that church are the rest for it. I tell you, yeah, if one suffers, all suffer. Now, for one part is honest, and every part rejoice with it. Since the church, now, is a body, what is for the good of one is for the good of all. Paul urges the Romans, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. The members of the church are to be devoted to one another, to build up the body in love. If only we follow that idea, how different things would be in our churches today. Our churches today wouldn't be like it is if we would have that one body love for our brothers and sisters. Each member of the church is dependent on every other member. That's what Paul is saying here. The human body is dependent on function of each individual organ. When one organ is diseased and unable to perform its function properly, whole body is sick. Can I get a witness here? The proper use of the hand and the feet is dependent on the health of the nervous system. So welfare of the nervous system is dependent on proper circulation. No part of the body is dependent on any other part. All of the parts that the church is made up of is dependent on one another. That is the only way,
Lord have mercy,
that the church can prosper. We got to depend on one another. Are we, the church is not built on just one, and the ours don't have no part, but every member has a part to play in that church. In like manner, as I said before, no member church is dependent on any other member in the worship service of Christ. This is Paul's saying. No member is the whole of himself. His fellow members complete him. If the church is to grow and move forward, every member must fill his place and perform his function because every other member is dependent on him. See, here, consider a sober question. What is the function of the whole body? Listen now. Each member performs his or her individual part. You are the body of Christ. Our text says what the physical body is to the mind and soul. The church is to Christ. The physical instrument by which he works his will in the world today. He works his will in the world today. And we depend. We can't function if our hands don't work with our arms and our feet don't work with our legs. We can't function like we should. Now that's stuff to let you know. But we got to be in unity. The church, first of all, it is the body of Christ. You see, Christ said and told us, he said, I am in my Father, and my Father in me, and we become as one. There is no division in God, the Father, and the Son, Jesus. They are not separated. They are one in body, mind, soul. They are one in their reckoning for us down here. They are one in their being. They are not pulled apart. We pull. We tug. We pull. And we pull. And we say that we are Christians, that we are born again, that we are saved. But something is wrong here. Can't be born again. If we pull in against our members and our fellow people out here in the church and even those that's in the world. Here you see, there's a great diversity in the body of Christ. There are many parts and many roles, but they all come together in one unity through the guidance of what? The Holy Spirit. God never contradicts himself. Give each member of his body command. So when everyone is faithful, submitted to his will, we are all working together the same goal, to glorify him and lead others to salvation. At the time we come to faith in Christ, every believer receives at least one spiritual gift, not merely to encourage and build up our own relationship with the Lord, but to edify the entire church. God makes the church in the temple because he never meant for believers to go it alone in the walk of faith, but to enjoy the amazing blessings, Lord have mercy, of the fellowship with him and others. God has made up the church, and he said, you don't have to go alone. That's why I made up the church of baptized believers. Oh, ain't that all right here? God is in charge. We are not in charge. And I'm getting ready to leave y'all. But I want to stay with you just a little while long. Well, I say that if you want to see miracles happening, if you want to see sick people healed in the church, if you want to see all these things, prosperity happening, we got to get on one accord. We got to be in one unit as a unity. Because once you get into unity with God, it is Christ Jesus that's working on our behalf. When we pray for the sick souls, well, things happen through the name of Jesus. But we got to put our mind on Jesus. We got to be in one unity because every member of the church has a purpose and every member has a part to play in the healing of the sick, sad souls that's in the church. You see, right now, one person can't work without the other. I stopped to let you know, we got to work in this vineyard. We can't work all by ourselves. You see, when Jesus called his disciples, and I'm almost finished, but I got to leave y'all in a little while. But when Jesus called his disciples, I feel the Spirit coming on again. When he called his disciples to be disciples, to go into the highways, into the byways, to preach and teach my word. And then when I want you to go, he said, you go to this house and to go to that house and they don't accept you. He said, shake the dust off your feet and go on somewhere else. But I'm not going to send you alone. That's the same with the church. I'm not going to send you alone. I'm going to send you two by two so that when one fails, when one failed, I can be there to pick up what he didn't say, or she didn't say, or she didn't do, or she didn't fail. What one do all by itself, one can't do much. Only thing that one can do is go. But God said, he told his son Jesus, I don't want him to go all alone. I know the Holy Ghost will dwell with you. I know the Holy Ghost will dwell in you, but you need a partner here. That's why God told Noah to go into the ark and build that ark. God didn't send Noah all by himself. yourself. God says, I want you to kick down your famine going out. But God didn't stop there, my sisters and brothers. God says, now, no, I want you to get all the animals. I want you to get them and come in, the clean animals. I want you to come in, the one that's not clean, come in. And God says, I want you to come two by two. God was sending them as a pair. I tell y'all right now, look at Adam. When Adam was formed from the dust of the clay, Adam wasn't one. But God says, Adam, you can't. The animals that's all around you, the animals that you named, you can't be a helpmeet for those animals. You got to have a helpmeet for yourself. And God called Adam and said, Adam, I'm going to make you a helpmeet. He laid Adam down. He laid him down to sleep. I feel the Holy Ghost coming, and he laid him down to sleep. And when he laid him down, he began to go and began to do an operation. He began to open him up in steel. He took out that rib. Oh, Lord, Adam didn't feel a thing. He closed up that incision. Adam didn't see a thing. And then Adam didn't feel no pain. I talk now. Now, Adam didn't even whimper because that pain wasn't there. God took that surgical knife. Didn't cause no pain. Didn't hit no organs. Didn't do none of those things. But he went right to the source. He took out that rib. And then when he took that rib, he made woman. And I tell you, when he made woman, she was just a woman then. But God breathed. Lord have mercy. He breathed, Lord. He breathed, Lord. He breathed. He breathed. He breathed. Brethren, I'm brought in that body. And she became a living soul. And I believe Adam and Eve, they stood up as man and wife. They stood up as one, and they was unacceptable. God said, I love to work them with my children. I want them to be a couple. I want them to be husband and wives. But I stop to let you know what I'm saying is, no member that we even got in our bodies is one member working against the other. All our members that God made in our bodies, they work one with another. One without one cannot function like it should. If there's one eye, that other eye can't function like it should. If there's one hand, that one hand can't function like it should. It needs the second hand to be able to be whole. It needs the second eye to be whole. In the same way we are in the church, we need each member. And if we lose one member and that member is down, we can't function like we should. But when that member comes, that we join hands together again, we become a whole, because everybody is needed inside of the Church of Christ, because everybody's working for the benefit of Jesus the Christ, working to be able to overcome this world, being able to do what he says that he set our hands to do. We got to work one with another, and if we continue on reckon one with another, everything is going to be all right. We got to kick off that old man. We got to put on that new man and let that new man reckon us. And that Holy Spirit be lead us and be guide us. Down through my years, God has been good to me. He brought me from a mighty long. So the church is the body of Christ. Just keep that in mind, my sisters and my brothers. I'm not trying to put nobody down. I'm trying to pick you up. Well, that we need to be lifted up above in this earth, and God is going to draw all men unto him. I'm tired of seeing my brothers and my sisters in a struggle. I'm tired of seeing my brothers and my sisters being pressed down by their Christian families and their Christian friends. I'm tired because we all are somebody in the eyesight of God. And if we don't pick them up, they're going to continue on falling and continue on staying where they are. So we got to pick them up through the word of God. We got to open our arms, invite them in, and let them come in and be with us. And if they need us, we got to be there for them. If we are the body of Christ. Thank you, Radio Land. I hope I have said something through the help of God, my Father, right now to open up a door for someone to change their ways, if their ways is that way. Right now, if there is one that needs to even give their life to Jesus, I invite you right now to come on in, because you know there is no other place like the place where Jesus is. And I invite you in. Come in. All you got to do is confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, and now he's alive. He's alive and well, and you shall be saved. Shall be saved. Most holy God, my heavenly Father, once again, Lord, I come acknowledging you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for these here listeners that's on this station. And, Lord, I hope that something has been said to you and to your servant that is necessary need to be said. I don't know, Lord, the reason why I even preach and teach this lesson today, but you know the reason and you know why. But I didn't come, Lord, to preach and teach this lesson today about the church is the Christ of God, to put anybody down. As I said, Lord, I come, you know, to lift them up. Lord, to put it back together like you put where Humpty Dumpty fell, had to be put back together. Lord, sometime we need to be put back together. And Lord, if there's anything that even within me that is not like you, I ask you right now as I go from this place of worship that you would cleanse me and fix it, Lord, because I don't want to be no other way but be like you. I want to stay close to you so I can continue on doing your will. Lord, I thank you right now. As I go, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would just open up the eyes that they can see. Open up the ears so they can hear what says the Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 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 My phone number, once again, is 804-313-5877. Thank you all so much, and you all have a blessed week, and you let God continue on smiling down on you. Continue on pouring out his blessings. And don't you worry, my sisters and brothers. God is still on the throne. God is still in charge. And God don't make no mistakes. God always knows what we stand in need of. God always knows what is before us. God knows. Thank you again. Thank you, Apostle, for allowing me to be able to be on this station. God has really showed up today through his servant. Take heed, eat, and taste, because it's good, because God is good. And that word that God has instilled in me to preach to you all, just taste it and eat, because it's good, because God is good, and his word is good. And everything that we do together, let us try to do it in unity as one body in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Down through my years,